Book of Matthew, chapter 5, reading verses 1 to 6. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And verse 5, And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We have seen since last 2 days, when the Lord began his ministry in Matthew chapter 4 verse 17, the beginning of the ministry was started saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that means the king of the heavens and the earth was nearer to them, and he brought the kingdom of every authority and the things everywhere together with him, and he started moving, because the word became flesh and tabernacled in the midst of us. That is, a tabernacle means it is moving, it is from place to place. So he tread his paths from the northern part of Galilee to the southern part of Judea, and sometimes by crossing the Jordan to the east side, and sometimes through Samaria. And the Lord has manifested his authority and his power, and not so manifestation of the power, but to the enemies, but manifestation of his power in showing forth the character and showing forth what he can do, like opening the eyes of the blind in that sense. Then taught them the heavenly principles and what is actually the likeness in which man was created by God. When God created man, he created man in his likeness and image. And the image of God, what it would be if the man has not fallen from the grace of God, he has manifested those characteristics in his entire life. And that image in him was not marred. And that was stayed in him because there was no sin. But all other humanity, humans, the image was marred. What would have been otherwise the image of God dwelling in all of us was gone. Now as we, when he came, and that his, the principal teaching was the image of God in which the man was created, he wanted to bring to their attention and how a man is supposed to live with one another, and how a man is supposed to live unto God himself. And in that prospect, then he started teaching the first three chapters, these three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, 7, which is also called Sermon on the Mount, and speaks of those characteristics or the image of God. And now we see here in verse 5, we have completed 3 and 4 yesterday and today, day before. And today we will read 5, and if time permits, we will also move to 6. Verse 5 I am reading again. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And this is talking about a blessing whereby the people will inherit the earth. Now he is saying that is for the people who are meek. So normally the meekness is people consider that as a weakness of a man. But in the Bible or in the scripture, it is something different. The word meek is, in Greek, it is called praus. P-R-A-U-S, if you write in English. The meaning is not weakness, but exercising strength under God's control or God's authority. So when a man living under the authority of God, exercising strength of God, working in him, and not succumbing into any pressure, or not manifesting any kind of haughtiness. And what haughtiness is, or that boastfulness, pride, these are all contrary to meekness. But man would like to be noticed, and he would like people should recognize that he is great. But the meekness is something contrary to that. Meekness is also, we can say, that who does not fight for his own rights. He will continue to give up his own rights. So in that context, we see the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was a son of God, but he did not think it robbery to be equal with God. He left his heavenly glory, taken the form of a man, and also like a bond servant he lived, and he did not open his mouth even before going to the cross. And that entire character we also see in book of Isaiah chapter 53, and also mentioned in book of Philippians chapter 2. So these places we see how God has conducted himself under the control of God. He only said to the Father, "Father, if it is thy will, take away this cup from me. But yet not my will, but it your will." But in that circumstance also, he just remained under the authority of the control of God and submitted everything unto the Lord. So at one time, and the day in which he was betrayed, and Judas Iscariot brought the soldiers to deliver the Lord Jesus Christ unto them, and Peter has cut off the ear. But the Lord said, "Peter, don't you know that if I want, the legion of the soldiers will be here?" But he did not do anything, and he completely and just submitted himself to that power, which is now that hour in the night ruled by the enemy. So that is what we see in the character of meekness in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Besides the Lord Jesus Christ, we also see a great example of Moses in the Old Testament. And recently, while we were reading the fruits of the Holy Spirit, we have meditated upon it. But I will quickly brush through that one. Book of Numbers chapter 12. And I am reading few verses from the beginning. "And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, and white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron and Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And as Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, If her father had put had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again, and afterward people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So we see here a beautiful incident in the life of Moses, and also involved by Aaron and his and her their sister Miriam. And Miriam, which was, she was jealous of her brother, that he has direct access to God, and he was standing in the presence of the God and receiving the message from God and conveying it to the nation, Israeli people. But when they were all delivered from the land of Egypt, in book of Exodus chapter 15, she was the one who has led the people in singing, and a nice wonderful song she sang. And ever since, she was thinking that she is also something. But the Lord had a different purpose in the life of Moses. The Lord chose him to be a prophet, and accordingly Moses also conducted himself in a manner worthy of that calling, and he was faithful in all his calling, as we read in book of Hebrews chapter 3, and because of that Lord blessed him. And every day, as we read recently in book of Exodus, he used to go to the tent of the congregation, tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord used to come down, they used to have a meeting, and the Lord used to communicate with him what to do and how they all should proceed. And after some time, that Miriam was not very happy and filled with jealousy, and she raised her voice against Moses. And in this process, she also initiated and turned her elder brother, Moses' elder brother Aaron, also to her side. So they both became together, one party, and started speaking against Moses. So that is the picture which we hear in book of Numbers chapter 12. And in verse 2, and they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? So when she spoke that, she sang that psalm, that she felt that the Lord has spoken to her. Indeed, the Lord spoke to her at that time. But now it is a different case. The Lord was very pleased to speak through Moses to the nation. And as we see the record, what Paul mentioned in book of Hebrews chapter 3, Moses was found faithful in all his house. So that is a wonderful character which is required to be a servant or a man of God. So he was found like that. Then God blessed him. So now when he spoke like that, in verse 3, now the man Moses was very meek, and above all the men which there were upon the face of the earth. So that, if you see, that was in brackets. That means Moses did not write that or include that verse in the beginning. So I don't think that a man of that stature would write about himself that I am the greatest, meekest man upon the earth. So later on, Holy Spirit has inspired whosoever. It has been inserted, I feel, that way. But in the above that one, in the end of the second verse which we see, and the Lord heard it. And that was recorded by Moses. So that means we see here, Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses. And Moses was there, and Moses recorded. He did not record what he felt. He recorded that what God did. So that means he was standing in the presence of God. So when he was standing in the presence of God, what God did was also recorded by Moses. So that is the beauty in that verse. So a man who was the meekest among the earth, and one of the prime characteristics in his life was he was found in the presence of the Lord. Recently, in January 1st, we have seen that Elijah, who was said three times, then I am standing in the presence of the living God. So that means that prophet was also, though he was on the earth, but they lived as if they are living in heaven. And when they have that kind of a accessibility and standing in the presence of God, and they see the light of God, they see the countenance of God in the light, in the presence of His light, in the presence of God's light. And in that one, they also see what is the God's character. And accordingly, they fear the name of God, and they conduct themselves in a manner which will not displease God. So the people accused him, but he did not have any fear of Aaron and Miriam, and he did not contest anything with them that, no, I am not like this. But he just kept quiet, seeing that what they said was heard by God. So if anyone, that is how it was recorded in the character of the meekness of Moses. So if anyone, and what when our Lord was saying, blessed is the meek, they will inherit the earth. That means the one who is now living in the presence of the Lord and not showing forth any kind of a weakness by retaliating, by coming out and expressing their own power, but learning to allow the situation pass according to the strength of God which they enjoy because they habitually live in the presence of God. And how beautiful that would be in every one of us, our lives. We come across every day, there are different situations, and we don't have any patience at all to wait what God would do, or what would God consider this situation, or what would God telling me to do something. And we don't have any patience to do that. But Moses, on the contrary, then he continued in that passion, and it was recorded that he was the faithful man in the house of God in all his calling. And also he was the meekest man upon the earth. So when a man suffers and learning to suffer and all the reproach, shame, even from his own siblings, sister and brother, other people also accused him. That was different. But his own people accusing him, but he did not keep his mouth, he did not open his mouth at all. But the Lord heard it, and the Lord wanted to punish Miriam, and she was put 7 days outside the camp. And you see, because of her action, the whole congregation had to stay there for 7 days. So one man's sin has brought such an effect upon the whole congregation of the children of Israelites. Their journey was stopped for 7 days. But on that time also, Moses did not react at all, and he prayed, God has healed her. So when a man who was accused by his own sister, and God, when she was cursed by God, on the contrary, the meekest man on the earth, what he did was, he went to the Lord to plead on her behalf. So that is the meekness. The Lord, when he went to the cross, he not opened his mouth. Like a sheep, he went to the one which went to the shearer. And on the cross also, he prayed, Lord, forgive them because they do not know what they do. And that is the character of the meekness. How did he do that, either Moses or our Lord? Because what it is perceived by the people who do not know the Lord, they thought it is the weakness of that man. But it is the strength of God which is working in them not to do anything contrary, but actually to do positive thing and seeking a blessing to them. Either Moses in towards his people, our Lord towards his entire creation, And later on, when we see in the life of Paul, and wherever in all his ministry, beginning from Acts chapter 13 to 20, and later on while in the prison, everywhere it is mentioned that his heart was, though many people did not recognize him, and many people plotted against him, as we read in book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, but his heart was to pray for them, to seek the blessings for them. And when we continue to do in the similar manner, what the Lord would do is, and it is not something that we can immediately do that. A person who continues to exercise, how do I actually stand in the presence of the Lord all the time? So that I will see everything in the light of the countenance of my Lord. And I understand how to tread my path, how I should speak, and what I should speak, and what I should ask the Lord, and what I should bless or cause a blessing to my people. And when such a life is every day exercised, and learning to live under the authority of God, and that is the life which you will be blessed by the Lord. So a meekness is someone who is learning to live under the subjection of the Lord, and telling the Lord, I am your servant, and I wanted to live under your authority in my life. I do not want to deviate anything which you have decided for my life on everyday basis. Whatsoever it may come, that I would like to do your will, O my Lord. And that is the person who said, and he said, meekness. So in the later on chapters, in Matthew chapter 11, book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 onwards. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So this he is speaking, that whosoever cometh unto him, that he will give him rest. That is like our sins being forgiven, bringing us into a relationship with God, and that all will be wonderful, and every unbeliever will enjoy that. After that, when we wanted to follow the Lord and walk with him, learn to walk with him, verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So the first one is, he will give us rest. In verse 29, we will find rest, provided if we take his yoke upon us and walk, learn to walk with him. And one side of the yoke is always drawn by two. And the Lord is saying that I will be on one side, and you will be on the other side, and I will teach you what is this, and what is meekness, because I am meek and lowly. The meekness, and he will teach us first what is a life learning under the subjection of God. Then the lowliness is how we need to humble before the brothers and sisters in our lives, so that the principle of God, the relationship, what it means our life towards God, what it means in our life towards the brothers and sisters, both will be taught by treading our path under the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ on one side. So in the beginning, it may be very difficult for us. At the new oxen, they don't want to come under the subjection of the yoke. They were free so far, and they wanted to be under free. They don't like that one. But now, if anyone wants to really learn those things, and when we come under the subjection of the yoke of our Lord, so yoke speaks of coming under the, we are inviting the authority of the Lord in our lives, and also willing to learn to walk with him. Then the things which he teaches us is the meekness. And Moses, that he has began in his life, ever since he left, he relinquished the position to be called as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And he looked unto God and the recompense which is going to come after that. And he thought it is better to be bear the reproach and also to be found with the children of God. Then he left his all the gaiety, the royalty, and lived in 40 years in the wilderness. There he learned the principles of God, what it means to depend upon God, not to learn to live by his own strength. Then God prepared him. 40 years he learned many things in the house of Pharaoh. And 40 years he unlearned everything what he learned in Pharaoh's house. And God prepared him. In 40 years, in the beginning of his life, he was in authority. In 40 years in the wilderness, he learned what is meant by living under the authority. Then that is how God prepared him. So anyone who wants to have that character, and when we do not want to come under the authority of the Lord, then we will never learn what it really means, the meekness. And if anybody is truly meek, and we will understand that they will actually bless us. They will never manifest any kind of a anger, prejudice, disliking, or disharmony. And that is a blessed life. So if anyone who lives like that, what is the blessing you would like to add to them was, they will inherit the earth. That is what we read in Matthew 5:5. They shall inherit the earth. So book of Psalms chapter 37 verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. So it is because Moses lived in the presence of the Lord and he enjoyed the presence of God. So he knew that God heard and God let God do whatever he wants to do to them who were accusing him. So he did not take any action. He left it to the Lord. And oftentimes that is not the case with all of us. And we wanted to react and show forth something that what we are. But that is not what Moses did. And what Moses did was, and he just kept quiet. And in fact, he pleaded for his sister and his brother also. And now here we see in the book of Psalms and verse 11, what we read, 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And the meek, the same thing, blessed are the meek and they shall inherit the earth in Matthew 5:5. Same thing, David was also right. But he adds one more character. He said they will enjoy the abundance of peace. So that means in that kind of a pressure-filled life, and the flesh is under the subjection of, under cross, and the soul is brought under the spiritual authority, and not doing anything which is contrary to the spiritual side of life, that time they will also enjoy the abundance of peace, because their lives are under the subjection of God. God will put every thought in his control and brings a tremendous joy and peace into their hearts. So now when a man sometimes hypocritically may manifest not to retaliate, not to say something. But another sign we can see in them was, should be seen in them was, they should also be enjoying the peace of God. So we see sometimes, because I don't want to say anything and that is why I'm not saying anything. That is not the condition. In every situation, they will also enjoy the peace of God. And also it is not the normal peace, it is called abundance of peace. That means that is forgotten, that is over, and let God will deal. Even if God does not want to deal, I am not worried about it. I don't want to ruin my peace at all, what I enjoy with my Lord. Then we see the final result of that one. What is that we enjoy? He said is, the blessing is, they will inherit the earth. And in case of David was driven away by his father-in-law Saul, King Saul. And he was in the wilderness for 7 years. And while he was there also, then he was a lot of problems. but he did all those things, no problem. But when he came back and established his kingdom, 7 years in Hebron, 33 years in Jerusalem, lot of fightings. But when he learned to live under the authority of the Lord, and his kingdom has expanded like anything, he started inheriting the earth. So it is just by allowing the authority of God to prevail in his life. That was a wonderful blessing that he enjoyed in his life. Then he has put it on as a psalm. Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. But when it comes to the New Testament, earthly blessings are not ours. We are actually meant for, our calling is heavenly, our kingdom is heaven, our stewardship is in heaven, our tabernacle is in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven, our inheritance is in heaven. Everything is connected to the heavens, every believer's life, after this life. Then how do we inherit the earth? So when we are called as also the church of the firstborn in book of Hebrews chapter 12. In the Old Testament, the firstborn people will have the twofold inheritance, two portions. And the rest of the people, if anybody has got 100 acres of land or such a kind of a 100, anything in wealth or anything, and two portions will go to him. That means if it is five sons are there unto the father, the elder son will get 40%. And the rest of the people will get only 60%. That is how that portion will be there. He will get such a big portion. But in the New Testament church, we are called the firstborn church. And the firstborn church has got also double blessing. One is the heavenly portion and the earthly portion. Earthly portion, we will not rule directly the way we see the ruling now, but that time it will be an indirect ruling of the earthly portion. Earthly portion also will be ruled by the heavenly people, and they will influence the ruling of the earth from heavenly places. So that means they will have a double portion, heavenly portion and the earthly portion. That is what is the promise. The kingdom of heaven is, and both the portions, what we read in book of Ephesians chapter 1, I'll show you that one verse. Book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So everything will be connected to one center, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. And he will be ruling upon the earth through the nation Israel as a head of the earth, and also as a head of the heavenly government, he will also be ruling from the heavens. And it was the Father's desire that everything will be connected to and will be inherited to his son. And when his son, as we read in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans 8, 17. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So, whatever our heavenly Father, God giveth to his Son, Jesus Christ, and we will be the joint heirs with him. That means if he has a heavenly authority, we will also have a heavenly authority with him. If he has an earthly authority, we will also have earthly authority along with him. So the blessing will come unto those people who are called meek. So the meekness is living under the subjection of the Lord, drawing his power and strength to manifest his character, and lowliness towards the people. And the blessing is, now whatever the suffering or the humiliation or the reproach they undergo, and the Lord would count everything, and accordingly they will bless them in the fullness of times. And it is a great blessing, those who exercise to live under that life. and every small and big matter. And since we have the freedom to do what we like, we tend to involve and indulge in those things the way we like it. But when we are doing so, we are losing a greatest privilege of ruling with the Lord, and that is the greatest blessing. And it is a very sad thing that we don't want to do that. Though many times God has invited us to take the yoke of his son and tread the same path what he did and many other people did, but we seldom hear that verse. Because we don't want to be humiliated before the people. I think we already, the time is 7:47, we will stop here for this.